Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Cunner, and again, I am very happy and grateful to be with everyone here today. And today, ACC News has back with us our very wonderful guest, and again, with another very inspiring story. We have with us cancer coach and survivor, Donita Wheeler, and she is the founder of Mama Bear Cancer Coach. And again, to anyone tuning in today that has been diagnosed with any form of cancer, to anyone out there that has a family member or a friend that is also battling with cancer, please grab a seat and get comfortable and listen in really very closely to a lot of the important points that Donita will hit on us today. Now, just to inform everyone, it is now Thursday, the 11th of May, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially the people that do live overseas in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Donita, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com as well. And also, if you're a big part of social media, please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. And you can actually listen to the show live from there as well. Now, we're also a part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, for our special guest today, cancer coach and survivor, Donita Wheeler, to the people that didn't get an opportunity to catch our first segment, I'll give you a little bit about her background. And at a point of her life, she was a grade school teacher. And she was diagnosed with cancer. And point, she really dedicated her life to not only educating herself, but also making sure that really every minute of her life counts. And like many other people that are dealing with cancer, she had to endure countless chemotherapy treatments, radiation, surgeries. And she decided one day that she really wanted to dedicate her life and her experiences to help other women and also men out there that are fighting and struggling with cancer. She became a certified life coach, and she realized that her calling in life was to be a cancer coach, and her goal is to really help people around the world really realize that the battle with cancer, it's a very lonely battle. But you don't have to go through this alone. She knows what you're going through, and she's willing to help you get through this. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you cancer coach and survivor, founder of Mama Bear Cancer Coach, Miss Donita Wheeler. How are you doing today, Donita?
I'm good, Matthew. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me back on. And I want to thank you and ACC Global Media News for inviting me back. I appreciate that. Very blessed.
Well, we're very happy to have you. And again, speaking on such a very important topic. Now, Donita, for the people that really didn't get an opportunity to catch our prior segment, can you please share with them who exactly is Donita Wheeler?
I am a survivor, first and foremost. And behind being a survivor, I am an educator. And I use those two things to be me. I'm a mother, a wife, a daughter, a sister, cousin, aunt, friend. But I'm only still these things because I am a survivor. And it's my goal, like you mentioned in the introduction, it is my goal to spread as much education as I can to as many people worldwide as I can to stop some of the cancer that happens unnecessarily. I feel like education is my goal. I was put here to educate, I believe.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I've noticed that as my survivorship develops, that I just have this clear vision of sharing that education and using the stories and the stories of others that inspire me to share as well to really help people know that they are not alone and that they don't have to be the sole hero of everything that they do. They can do it with support and guided support. And I have a network of support that I have that I can share with other people as well. And I really, really feel like my personal goal in life after being a mother and a wife and a daughter is to be as educated as I can and share that education to as many people through as many medias as possible.
And everyone that is tuning in today is fully aware that everyone on our show really has an amazing story. And Donita really has a story that, again, really inspires me. And I also have friends and family members that have fought with cancer. I've had friends and family members that, you know, were not able to win this fight. So, again, hearing her story, it's very inspirational, and we feel it's very important for everyone out there. Donita, if you could please share with our audience your personal journey and battle with cancer, and how has being a cancer survivor changed your outlook on life?
Sure. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for your loss with the battle, and I feel like every person that loses their battle, it should be acknowledged so that we have that strength in numbers to remember those people, because it is a battle. I mean, it's not the same as a soldier, because a soldier is very physical and, you know, it's a different example, but it is a good example as well. I mean, it is definitely a battle. My personal journey, I didn't realize my journey was beginning when it began back in 30 years ago. They found some cysts in my breast, and then I had about 2 years later, I had some cancer cells removed, precancerous cells removed. And then at that time, I ended up having a mammogram at 35, which is pretty unheard of. That's pretty early. And again, at 40, both they had normal results. And in 2009, I had a mammogram and an ultrasound, and during the ultrasound, the tech found my cancer, and I knew it. I knew before I went in that that's what it was. I had had some telltale signs of my hair kind of coming out in giant clumps and just tired beyond a normal amount of tired. I had been a new mother. I had had two young toddlers. I had had a job. I knew what it was like to be tired, but this level of tired was completely different. So I knew something was wrong. I unfortunately didn't know it was going to be cancer, but, you know, I was glad to find it. They found it in stage one, which was great. So that, especially my kind of cancer, I had triple negative breast cancer, which is a very aggressive kind of cancer that metastasizes typically in your brain. So 9 years ago when I had my cancer, little, you know, the research that's been done between now and 9 years is dramatic. They know a lot more now. But the, like you mentioned, the chemo I went through and the radiation I went to, the surgeries I went through, I had a lumpectomy and I had 4 rounds of chemo. I was supposed to have 6, but I couldn't handle 4 and 5. They were extremely potent chemicals, the one they call the Red Devil, and 2 other kinds. And my port didn't work the first time. They had to put it in through my veins. It was very uncomfortable. I remember laying in the bed and my brain thinking, but my head not, my body just not moving. I literally could not move my body. And that was horrifying. Wow. I had several opinions because it was such a an aggressive cancer that we had to move very quickly. I had the testing, the BRCA, and now there's, I've since then had the BRAT testing. I did not qualify for any cancerous cells. Nobody in my family had had any recorded breast cancer. So it was really just kind of a out of the blue, wow, I went from being normal, a normal busy mom, to crazy tired, to thrown into the cancer, what I would call black hole. And once I went through my chemo, I had the 4 treatments, and I had to rest 3 weeks in between. That's how strong it was. Then I had 28 rounds of radiation. And every day, no rest, like Monday through Friday. And they probably would have done Saturday and Sunday, except for those techs need some days off. And we, I only missed one from being so sick. Back then, you would go and get shots in your stomach. Now I think you can take them at home. But they used to give you a shot in your stomach to raise your blood count, your cell blood count. And it was just miserable. It was just a bad, it was tiring, yet, you know, the society puts so much pressure on you to be strong. And they don't mean to. They're trying to help you out. It's not a bad thing. It's just that there's a lot of thing. And it has changed my outlook on life in that it has taught me to be present, and it's taught me to appreciate life and to slow down and to take the moments as they come. I've gone organic in my mind. I've gone organic in my soul with my food. Food choices are so important, and nothing makes me so more frustrated than somebody saying organic doesn't matter. Yep, it kind of does. It's more expensive. Well, that's the United States. I don't know which one. That's what capitalism is. So, you know, like that's the way it is. But you know, these things matter. Toxic relationships, get rid of them. If they're toxic, you don't need them. They're not doing you any good. If your mind is going down a bad path and you're negative and you don't want to get up, because all the steroids that you take during treatment will absolutely have an effect on your attitude, your personality, your physical appearance, everything. The person that you knew before, you're just in that body. You're in the shell of yourself. You have to find yourself again. It's almost, it's a great awakening. And I'm not the only one who feels that way. To some people, it's much more of an awakening. To some other people, you know, some people, everybody deals with things differently. So I feel like it made me have a backbone. It's something I didn't have before. I was the yes person. Yes, I will do that. Yes, I will do that. Now I'm like, let me think about it. Let me meditate on it. Let me pray about it. Let me think about it. Just, and if it fits my purpose and my soul, then yes, I can do it. If not, then no, ma'am. I was not a no person in the past. I was definitely a yes person. I feel like I've made some personal growth there.
And again, it's very important to actually think of yourself as well, and also to keep stress levels very low. So as far as getting toxic people and relationships out of your life, that's something I feel is so important. Just so that the audience know, can you explain to them some of the services that you could provide to them?
I am in the process of actually kind of changing Mama Bear Cancer Coach to Mama Bear Cancer Support. and having I'm updating my website to include personal stories, because I think everybody gains things from personal stories that you can read online from other people, an education source. If you have a question, send me the question. I want to help you find that answer. I never contradict anything a doctor would say. I'm not a doctor. So I would encourage you, any medical questions for you to consider with your doctor. But any like nutritional questions, emotional questions, relationship questions, things like that, send me an email. I'll be glad to help you out. I can connect with you anywhere. I'm on Facebook. You know, I'm on everything. I have an interactive website. I provide my knowledge, my education, my time to help you with your journey. And I do that with anyone in the world, any kind of cancer, any kind of thing. And if I can't help you, I will find somebody that will help you.
And again, I look up to you so much for really dedicating your life to helping others. And Donita, from your experience of helping people, what are some of the initial thoughts that come into people's minds when they are first diagnosed?
Oh, paralyzing fear, guilt, death, blame, anger. When you're first diagnosed, it is a paralyzing fear, and then almost immediate shock. The shock can take you on different forms, such as guilt. Maybe you had a bad habit, like smoking, or, you know, maybe you've not exercised and done the things they recommend, or you want to blame somebody. I never even smoked. It was my parents who smoked my whole life, or my girlfriend, or my boyfriend, or my spouse, or I lived in a city that had high pollution, or the water department lied to us. You know, the government doesn't properly label our foods. Anger. Why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. What did I do to deserve this? You know, it feels like you fell down a deep black hole at warp speed in a whirlwind, and you find out you have a disease that can kill you. It's horrifying. And then you have to have that support in place to be able to come out of that. I mean, that may all happen in 30 minutes, or it may happen over 3 days. I think you're in shock a long time because, again, it can end your life. I mean, hopefully that doesn't happen, and there's a lot of survivors out there, but it can. I mean, it's tough.
Why do so many people that are dealing with recovery really feel like they're a burden to their family and to their friends?
I feel like, in my opinion, it's because they've been the center of attention the last few months or over their diagnosis and treatment and things, and they may feel like they drain their family financially. They may feel selfish for requiring so much time, and they weren't able to hold up their end of things. Maybe they couldn't do maybe they couldn't go to work. Maybe they couldn't do their chores. Maybe they couldn't get their kids gone. Maybe they couldn't even get out of bed. I think they feel guilty for making their families worry. Cancer is its own entity, and nearly everyone in your life is, quote, put out. But I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that in a realistic way. If you have cancer, if I had cancer, my husband worked from, 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, and then he came home and he would feed the kids, get them ready, do their homework, do everything, and then he would stay up until 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning getting his work that he was missing at work done, and then turn around and do it again every day. And you feel bad. You genuinely say to yourself, get up and do what you're supposed to do, and you can't. And it's out of your control, and then your emotions are not where they belong. They're all over the place. If you're on steroids, if you're not on steroids, if you're on medication, you know, all these things play in. You don't look the same. Maybe you feel guilty because you feel like, I looked a certain way and now I'm bald, or I'm puffy, or I'm very thin, or my sons told me I looked like a ghost. I didn't realize I was so white. I was frightening to them, actually.
Yeah.
And I think you just feel so like you did something so wrong. But that's not what happens. I mean, a cancer is just an abnormal cell that has the environment to grow. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just happens. And you know, the day that society recognizes that we can eliminate cancer, we will be able to eliminate cancer. There's so much fundraising, there's so many programs and so much awareness, yet it's still around and people are still dying from it because it's a huge moneymaker. And I find it very frustrating, especially with probably the financial burden being a big one. What if it had been my husband? He had to go on long-term disability. That would have been rough.
Wow. And again, the way you're describing it, it really gives such a powerful visual of many of the experiences of people that have fought with cancer. In your opinion, Danita, what are the biggest problems people with cancer face today?
I feel like it's probably financial, and then after financial, emotional. You know, the medication is expensive. You might have to take a leave of absence. Your insurance may not cover that particular test. If you don't have the money to do it, and if you don't have what's that song? I think U2 sings it. If you're the rich are healthy and the poor are not healthy, it's quite unfortunate. It's really, if I was won the lottery, if I won the lottery, I would march myself up to, I guess, DC. And I would say, this is ridiculous. I mean, everybody should be able to be screened for cancer. Everybody should be able to be screened for any major medical. I mean, it just drives me insane. And I feel like time is a huge thing, you know, like what's an employer going to do when somebody comes in there with cancer and says, I need 11 treatments. I'm going to be gone at least 11 times. And by law, I believe they have to, you know, let them go and everything. But, you know, it's back to the burden. You're burdening the employer. You have to be gone. It's just an endless cycle. I've been out 9 years and I got a bill last week for radiation. I was like, are you kidding me?
Whoa.
I've been out nine. I called the hospital. They triple billed us. So things like that, you know, like not only did I pay once, I was so out of my mind, like, chemo brain is a real thing. Chemo brain really happens. You really cannot think. It doesn't. Your brain doesn't work. So we paid it twice. They want to gather it a third time. So, you know, I think that you feel alone. You're emotionally not the same. It's really, I admire the people that can go through this and it didn't change anything about them. I find that fascinating and fantastic, and I would love to pick the brain of somebody who experienced that. Everybody I've talked to has had a pretty rough time, and they need the support. They need to know that their doctor, once you're diagnosed and the doctor does their thing, you can't call them on the cell phone or text them or say, hey, you know, this feels weird. It's more of a community thing at that point. You know, Facebook has a lot of pages for a lot of different things. A lot of different cancers specific to like their specific cancers, but they're closed to people that don't have that cancer, which I find crazy. Why wouldn't you share all of the information that you can? So I think the biggest problem is just the time, financial, emotional support, things like that, you know, things that really alter the current life. You know, anything that happens suddenly that changes your life really has a lot of complications to follow it, I feel like.
How important is hope when consulting with your clients? How important do they need?
It's an intricate part of beginning of their cancer journey. As time goes on and things start to happen, the hope can turn into strength, or it can be replaced with despair. And my job is to keep the hope from turning into despair. Everybody's different. There's not a straightforward answer, but hope is something everyone needs all of their life to push forward and gain strength and feel like they're backed. You know, I would love to say I'm a personal cheerleader. You know, that I feel like that's really a great description of what I do. I don't have any judgment about anything going on in anybody's life. I just feel like hope, you know, like, yes, you can do it. yes, when I have a client, I give them a journal and I say, you know, I want you to journal what your thoughts are. Even if it's like, I'm hungry or I need to get gas or why is that person looking at me funny? You know, anything so that we can go over it and I can turn it around and make it a positive experience.
And just to share with the audience, are there any type of activities that you would recommend to people in the process of battling cancer?
Oh, I would definitely recommend meditation and relaxation techniques, whatever works for you. There's a lot of different available ones. I would recommend a dietitian. You need to ask for recommendations from your survivor friends or the oncologist or, you know, just the Facebook or media, social media community. And if you can't afford to hire any of those people, then look online for cancer-fighting foods and try to incorporate them in your diet. Journal, keep in your story. Sometimes you can mentally let go if you write it down. I believe you listening to inspirational books or what I call happy songs that make you smile. Watch funny movies. Any physical activity you would need a decision with your doctor. But I do believe that meditation and even meditative music, aromatherapy, you know, anything like that. Again, any kind of physical treatment towards yourself, I would cover that with your doctor. But I think just the meditation is so important to take a moment to, you know, I used to lay in the bed and close my eyes and physically push out the bad gases that I thought were in my body from chemo. I would just internally, I know it's really hard to explain, internally push it out, and then I would breathe in and try to breathe in goodness and strength and courage so that I could get rid of anything that, you know, I kind of in my head felt like the chemicals might create like a gas and it was maybe stuck in me that if I pushed, it would go out. I don't know if that happens or not, but that's kind of what I told myself. So, you know,
it's amazing though. The body can do so many amazing things. The mind, it's so powerful. So again, your method, I can't really doubt or say that it wouldn't work. I'm sorry.
I think, too, it depends on the person. You know, if you know, you believe, like when my son was little, I gave him a bean, and like a hard bean from a bag, pinto bean. And I told him it was a magical bean. And if he put it in his pocket, that he would hit the ball at baseball. And I'm not joking, maybe about 2 weeks ago, he's 20. He said, Mom, you know that bean you gave me when I was little? I just found it in my drawer. It didn't really have magic powers, did it? I thought it was so cute that he even asked, you know? Like, of course it did. Of course it did. And that's all that matters, you know? You believe what you need to believe to get you through that time. And if I need to send you a magical bean for cancer, then I'll send you a magical bean for cancer, you know?
Well, again, Donita, we have a little over a minute left. Time has went by so quickly. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about you or to sign up for your program?
I have a website at www.mamabearcancercoach.com. There is a button that says Contact Mama Bear on there. My email is Donita, D-O-N-I-T-A, at mamabearcancercoach.com. I am on Facebook as Mama Bear. You can send me a private message there, or you can just write on my page. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and Tumblr. And my phone number is all over those, 954-707-7072. And I would be glad to talk to anyone anywhere and share any. I love to share blog stories. If you have a cancer story you would like to share, I would love to put it on my blog for you.
to everyone tuning in, if you're battling with cancer or know someone that is, again, please have them reach out to Donita. You don't have to go through this alone.
You do not.
And we're just about out of time today, but again, thank you, Donita, for really coming back on air with us. And really, this show was absolutely incredible. And again, the visual that you gave to us, I thought it was amazing. Thank you again for joining us.
Oh, thank you again for having me, Matthew, and thank ACC Global News, and I appreciate everything that you guys do for me. I really, really do. Have a great day.
To you as well, and to the audience as well, you have a wonderful day. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. Bye.
Bye-bye.